Yoshua Perek Ches Pasuk Lamed. So last time we only did two psukim in 7 whole minutes, and yet I feel it was justifiable because we were going through also parts of Parshas Kisavo that told us about the great mitzvah Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael about right before his own passing, that we had to take great stones, coat them in plaster, put them up by Har Eivol, where the brachos and klolos would be declared, and inscribed the entire Torah, at least that was the lashon of the psukim, on these great stones. And now we see the fulfillment of that by Yehoshua some month and a half later, depending upon, as we said last time, when the sequence was, whether this all actually happened on the miraculous day that we crossed the Yarden River, when the Yarden waters were stacked up, we took out the 12 great stones, we traveled miraculously all the way to Gilgal, and then Har Eivol built a giant Mizbeach, put all the stones up, wrote the entire Torah in one day, and then made it back only to first conquer Yericho. That's the one opinion. The other opinion, that this happened gradually and that this is still happening after the adventures in Ai that we have been discussing in Perek Ches so far. So now, Pasuk Lamed, Oz Yivne Yehoshua Mizbeach LaHashem Elokei Yisrael Bahar Eivol. Then, depending upon what Oz, what then means, Yehoshua built a great altar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the God of Israel, at Har Eivol, which we actually know basically the location of. Har Grizim, Har Eivol, we have a pretty good idea. All kinds of Palestinian territory, and living on Har Grizim are still the Samaritans, the Kusim, or the at least the descendants of the Kusim. Apparently, according to my tour guide about 10 years ago, there's only about 600 of them left who still keep their version of the old ways, but were eventually found, as the Mishnah and Gemara describe, worshipping an idol the shape of a dove on Har Grizim, whereupon they were declared to be complete Goyim and Ovdei Avodah Zarah. So we have an idea of where Har Eivol was, and Yehoshua built a Mizbeach there to Hashem, as Moshe had been commanded in Parshas Kisavo. Lamed Aleph, Kasher Tziva Moshe, Eved Hashem. As Moshe, the servant of Hashem, commanded Es B'nei Yisrael, the Jewish people, and we read those psukim last time, Kakosuv B'Sefer Torah Moshe, as written in the Sefer of the Torah of Moshe, which we can say definitively is in Parshas Kisavo, where it was written down, Mizbach Avonim Shalemos. Yehoshua never failed to fulfill any of the instructions. It was an altar of whole stones, Asher Lohe Nifalehem Barzel, that no iron tools were used to shape them or to bang on them in any way. Again, using metal, the implements of death, would not be appropriate for a Mizbeach being used to bring shalom. Hanif raised up upon them. Vayalu olav, like the word tenufa, like waving by demonstrating and holding out. Vayalu olav olos LaHashem vayizbechu shalomim. And they raised upon this Mizbeach, made out of these large whole stones, olos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they also shechted and offered shalomim, which the people could partake in as well. By Yichtav Sham Al Huavon in Pasuk Lamed Beis, and so he wrote there, by Yichtav Sham, implying that the writing took place there at Har Eivol, on the stones, the very same stones used for the Mizbeach, were now going to be taken apart, and then written on the stones, Eis Mishnei Toras Moshe. He wrote Torah, the repetition, the Mishnah, that which was taught by the Torah of Moshe, and Asher Kosav Lifnei B'nei Yisrael, that he wrote, that he had written before B'nei Yisrael. So Mishnah can also be translated as a copy of the Torah of Moshe. So what exactly was written on these stones? So there is a very great difference of opinion, a variety of opinions in the Rishonim as to what the stones had upon them. The Ramban says very specifically, since it says that he wrote on the stones a copy of Torah Moshe, Mishnah Torah Moshe, that means the entire Torah was written on these stones. And everybody agrees that they were written, as from the Gemara, in all 70 languages. So they were written in every language that every nation would be able to comprehend. Now, even 12 enormous stones, to write an entire Sefer Torah 70 times over on these stones is unthinkable. I mean, so many hundreds of Urios in each Sefer Torah. So the Ramban says it was a huge miracle that A, it could be done at all, that B, it could be done just on the limited surface space on those stones in any kind of readable way, C, that it could be performed in the first place 70 times on each stone. It was just miraculous, and that's the only way to explain exactly what happened. So that is according to the Ramban. The Abarbanel suggests that it was only the Aseres Hadibros, the Ten Commandments. And that, you know, if you do that translated many times, there's still a lot of space. Rav Sadia Gaon says that it was a list of the 613 mitzvot. So it was basically the Minchas Chinuch. So it was a list of mitzvot, and that's it. The Ralbag suggests that it was just the blessings and the curses, the brachos and the klalos, because that was part of the command. In Parshas Kisavo, it just preceded the brachos and the klalos, which is the next clause, as we are going to see next, of what Yehoshua is going to accomplish. So there, and according to some opinions, it was the entire Sefer Devarim, because it says Mishneh HaTorah, which we know Mishneh Torah usually refers to Devarim. So back and forth it goes, and there's a lot of conversation about what happened. Also, how did they write the Sefer Torah and have the plaster at the same time? So the Gemara Sota Lamed Hei Omed Beis gets into a description of that. There's the Machlokas. Ketzad Kasvu Yisrael Asa Torah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Al Gabe Avonim Kasvuha. Rabbi Yehuda says they wrote it directly on the stone. And then Ba'achar Kach Sadu Osan Basid, they covered them with plaster. So Rabbi Shimon said to Rabbi Yehuda, how is that possible? Dvarecha Heich Lamdu Umo Shal Oso Hazman Torah. How could they read or even see the words if they were under a coating of plaster? If you go to Israel today, there are many pits and boros where they used to keep water. Plaster was what kept them watertight. You see, it's a relatively thin, but over the years, thick layer of plaster. You can't really see under it with any clarity. And Rabbi Yehuda said, that's exactly the point. Rabbi Yehuda said, Amar lo, bina yaseir nasam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'shigru no trehen shalohen, v'kilpu es hasid, v'yisiyuha. A Bina Yesera, an understanding, was given to the Goyim that they would have to make an effort if they wanted to get to the Torah. So what their scribes were told to do deep in their national memory was to scrape off the plaster of Behisi Uhav Al Davarzeh Nishatim Gzardinam Luber Shachas. But in fact, they never did. And so that condemns them. They had the opportunity to see that you have to chip off the plaster and read the words, and they never bothered. So that shows that the Goyim didn't work hard enough to acquire Torah the way that we make a great effort every day, the Bnei Yisrael, as part of our covenant with our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Shimon disagrees, so Rabbi Yehuda says the plaster was put on top of the letters. Rabbi Shimon, Omer al Gabe Sid Kasvuha. No, they put the plaster on first as a base layer so that you could read the words. Writing words on stone is going to be almost illegible, but on a coating of plaster, you can write. Then, and lamata, so the idea is that they were written openly so that the ways of the Goyim would be, the Torah would be visible on the plaster. And this was a lesson to the Jews not to learn from the Goyim. But it was also a lesson for the Goyim not to learn from themselves. As Rabbi Shimon concludes, so they were given access to the Torah. It was visible on the surface. They were supposed to read the 70 languages of the Torah. Because then they would do tshuva from their evil ways and they would follow what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from all of us, to perfect ourselves and to follow the mitzvot and the Torah. The fact that they did not help matters later on. But so we see that there's a lot of discussion. What was written? Where was it written? What layer was the plaster and the writing? How was it done? When did it happen? Was it all done the day that we entered Eretz Yisrael, or did it come to fruition later after we finally reached Har Eivol? All of this, kind of a fascinating discussion of mitzvot that we take for granted in Kisavo that almost sound like it was done then. It wasn't. It took another at least month and a half before it reached the point where it was going to be done, even if it was done the first day we entered Eretz Yisrael. So once Yehoshua does that mitzvah and handles the writing of the Torah as commanded, handles the Mizbeach, brings Olos and Shlamim perhaps in the aftermath of Ai, perhaps before we even really got started. Now comes the next mitzvah of the brachos and the klalos, also commanded to Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Kisavo, and now Yehoshua is going to bring that to fruition as well.